Audio Renaissance presents True Believers, The Tragic Inner Life of Sports Fans by Joe Queenan, read for you by the author.
Labissette is an exhaustingly beautiful village in the south of France, founded in the early 12th century, roughly 768 years before the Philadelphia Phillies played their first game. The picturesque hamlet of perhaps 375 souls is situated in the rugged Montagne Noire, the very heart of the Lauragais district where the Albigensian heresy erupted in the year 1167. Not far away lies the historic city of Béziers, where a French monk, asked by his troops for guidance in distinguishing devout Christians from apostates, blithely remarked, "Kill them all. Let God sort them out." 90 minutes to the south, in the shadow of the Pyrenees, stands Montségur, the last heretic stronghold, where in 1244, 215 holdouts chose to be burned alive rather than abjure their faith. It was an appropriate place for a 25-year-old baseball fan to spend the summer, because supporting the Phillies was exactly like worshiping the Albigensian god. No good would ever come of it, and before the ordeal had run its course, immense pain would be inflicted. In August 1976, I was in Labissette writing a novel, and things were looking peachy dandy. For me, Jimmy Carter's election notwithstanding, 1976 was an astonishing year replete with hope and promise. I had scraped together the money to move to France. I had started my career as a writer, and the Phillies were making their move. Every day I would rush out to get the International Herald Tribune and marvel at their latest exploits. Dismantling